Welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. I am, once again, the Reverend Godfather of the show's main host and frontman. This week, we present to you another panel, or I should say the other panel we managed to score at King Con. And for those of you just now catching our show, King Con isn't a movie from either the 20th century or the Peter Jackson remake. It's a Stephen King convention that we kind of had in our area this past October 12th, I think it was, 2019. This panel is the Acting Workshop panel presented by Barry Radcliffe, who is a actor and motivational speaker. He was a hoot. You'll hear how much of a hoot he was when we present the panel to you in another minute or so, in another few minutes, whatever. For those of you who have been listening over the past few weeks, especially last week's episode, no, I'm not going to rant and rave again about the DJ or anything like that. If you want to hear that rant and didn't catch last week's episode, I do recommend going back and catching that episode. There was almost an hour rant in regards to why DJs shouldn't be allowed at certain events and conventions, especially in an environment like this convention was, because it kind of ruined the aspect of how the panels were, how the people attending the panel couldn't really hear the presenter, and how it kind of distracted everybody from the panel. But with this panel, Barry was, let me say, he was able to project more. I don't know if that was due to his actor training or him being such a speaker or doing this more often. But he does have a book out. It's on Amazon. Just probably look for Barry Radcliffe. I'll probably put a link to his book in the description down below, if I could find it easily enough on Amazon. So I'll check there for that. Was there an issue this week? Yes, there was. The reason why I want to say that is because sometime during the later second half of his panel, Barry's panel, the band Sourpuss, I mispronounced the band's name, Sourpuss, started to get ready for their performance later that day, pretty much after the panel, but they still had to kind of warm up a little bit and kind of set see how everything was set up in regards to the sounds and all that. So you'll kind of hear them, but Barry, you could still hear Barry very well in this, because I tried to follow him for the most part with the microphone. Yeah, there were a few instances where he got in front of me quicker than I could get the mic to him, so I had to boost that for a little bit. Again, this is his content, not ours. We're just presenting it to all of you. So I want to say that as a disclaimer. But then again, if you want to hear our rant in regards to, I'm going to make that reference here. In my rant in regards to DJs, how they have that little bit of an ego and competitive sense, hear it again. I refer to my rant from last week in regards to it. You'll hear that aspect in this part of this panel, in that second part, because there was one point throughout the whole panel, you could barely hear the DJ, you could barely hear everything else, which was great, made things great for the panel and everything else. But as soon as there was a lull in Sourpuss's sound check, the DJ kind of had to crank, they wanted to crank it up, saying, "Hey, I'm louder than you guys." So, but still, you are able to hear Barry hopefully just fine, and what he was trying to get through and everything else in regards to presenting his panel. He did a wonderful job for the most part. It was quiet. You could hear it. Will you hear some of you be able to catch this on YouTube. Probably not, because some of you might have noticed last week's episode wasn't on YouTube. That's because it was claimed 5 times. So let's see how many times this episode will be claimed on YouTube before we take it down. So that being said, I'm going to pause right here. And I won't say pause, but I'm going to stop ranting right here and put in Barry's panel. Again, this is the acting workshop panel that was at King Con, the Stephen King convention. So, take it away, Barry.
Jeez, now you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Tour for comfort. There we go. Oh, heart hanging out. That's pretty good. All right, I think it looks like a group. I'm going to do introductions first, but you can do whatever you want to do. I'm going to get some introductions here. All right, before we start, and then I'll let you know. Oh, it's running?
It's all you.
Okay, good. All right, it's still running. All right, first of all, hi! I make a lot of noise. Never worried about that. Okay, my name's Barry Ratcliffe. For those of you who haven't seen me, I'll do the Troy McClure thing from The Simpsons. You might know me from. It's really kind of funny. Yesterday I was in a grocery store in Philadelphia. Coming back from D.C. And I stopped at a Whole Foods, and the lady comes running to me and she goes, "Oh my God, I loved you in the Michael Jackson trial." I go, "Thank you." She goes, "You're Bo Bridges, aren't you?" I go, "Sure." So, sign autograph. Thank you. Really? Come on. Work with me. Things coming up this fall. I'm guest starring on 4 more shows coming up this fall. I just finished Bluff City Law. I shot Enemy Within this year for NBC. I was on Fresh Off the Boat. Their episode 6 this year as a guest star. Coming up, I just finished filming P-Valley for Brad Pitt down in Atlanta. Flew to Switzerland, back from Switzerland to film Bluff City Law in Memphis. After Bluff City Law, I just got back last week from filming for Ryan Murphy. You guys don't know Ryan Murphy. Ryan is the, you know Ryan, producer-director for American Horror Story, Glee, Nip Tuck. God, great people, obviously. They're just fantastic. It's a new show called Hollywood. I'm in it with Jim Parsons, Patti LuPone, and a lot of young guys that are really gorgeous that I don't know that made me feel gay. What were their names? They're always harassing me. They were harassing me over there. Because Patti's like, "You don't know these new guys?" David Cornsweet from The Politician and a couple of guys from Glee. I was like, okay. They've all won Tony, so they're funny. But it's just really good life. I've been doing this for... Ran in my old 35 years. How old are you? Okay, three times that. 35 years I've been out in Los Angeles. I started with my first guest spot was on Miami Vice, and I ended up on Nash Bridges for 6 years with Don Johnson, which was the comedy. Because if you Google me there, you'll see that I've eaten myself. I was 100 pounds. I don't know. I was tiny. But life's good. So that's that. And when I worked with Jimmy Smith on Bluff City Law, have you guys watched that yet? Really good show. You got to catch it. It's on NBC Monday nights. And I was teasing Jimmy because I started on Miami Vice. There's your trivia question. Miami Vice is before all of you were born. And I started on that show. No? You watch Miami Vice? There you go. What's the trivia question then? Was Jimmy Smith on Miami Vice?
Oh my God, I don't remember.
He was. In the first 2-hour pilot movie, he was Don's partner. He got blown up and they bought in Philip Michael Thomas. Who have also worked with has 8 different wives and 13 different kids. So that's kind of a mixture. Come on in, Kirsten! After that, please join in. So I worked with Don, and I remember walking up to Don the first time I sat on Nash Bridges and go, "Hi, I'm Barry Ratcliffe," because I'm Don Johnson. I go, "Don, I worked with you on Miami Vice." He goes, "Barry, I don't remember the 80s. I was in rehab." You didn't hear that. You're not paying attention to it. So the most important thing to me today, because I told colleagues, this is so exciting because I got a chance to come and share with you guys. So thank you for watching on, like I said, Hollywood. P-Valley, I just finished. That's Brad Pitt's production company, another person that makes me uncomfortable. Although I told Brad, who do you want to be on camera with? Me or George Clooney? Obviously me. You look a lot better. That's a great idea. So I finished filming with him, and then, like I said, I just got back this week. And also coming up is Manhunt on Netflix. You guys watch that? I'm a Southern preacher. I know that's hard to imagine, but yes, I'm a Southern preacher. Yes, just a shocker. With Judith Light from what show? Where's Judith Light from? Thank you. Who's the boss? Thank you. You got that one. That's my trivia. I toured with Tony Danza and had to quit because he went to rehab because Tony's a big drinker. There's your gossip for today. Any gossip you want to have, let me know. Me and Jim Parsons talked about a lot of things. You're 12 years old, the young man Sheldon. It's all about networking who you know. Just like you guys today, I was so thankful you came to my table and said hello. We don't know. It's a small world. Who cares if it's Waynesboro or Hollywood? Last week I was working in Hollywood. Today I'm here in Leitersburgerville, wherever we are. I live over in Mercersburgerville. I live in Los Angeles. So that's the whole point. It's great people. And you guys came to my table and were so kind. When I was sitting there with Jim Parsons from Big Bang last week, we were talking about young Sheldon. His name is Ian Armitage. Ian got the job. I put his tape together with his mom because they were good friends with Darby Camp, who's now in every movie, and she plays the daughter of Reese Witherspoon on Big Little Lies. She's from North Carolina. I introduced her to my agent. My agent got her job with HBO Texas. They hired her there. Now she's the big star, doing all the movies with Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell was the second person to play Elvis. That man over there was the first person to play Elvis in a movie called Elvis and Me. TV movie in 1988. He's a phenomenal actor. That was an excellent movie. I know you guys are here for the horror movie stuff, but that man can act. So it's a small world. And we were talking about, we actually did a show together and didn't remember because we're too old to remember things, and he drinks all the time. So if you get a chance, go by there and say, Barry said, drinks soda. That's what I said. You don't think it's soda? Don't do drugs, alcohol. You know what happens? Nothing. It's a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea. I've never drank, never done drugs. That's the kid's message for today. Never! You have three things going to happen to you. You're going to die. You're going to go to prison. And nothing's ever going to happen to you. Those are three horrible choices. Okay, back to that Southern Preacher thing. Put your money in my hands. God, bring it. Okay, we're going to get to acting here in a minute, I promise. First, I do want to meet everybody real quick. It's always a fun thing I do. What's your name? Who's your favorite actor?
I am Tom, and my favorite actor is Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. We had a conversation about that earlier. What's your name?
Pam.
Pam, who's your favorite actor?
Tom Selleck.
Woo!
Woohoo!
There you go. I like your style. What's your name?
Kristen Craze or Crazy.
Crazy? And, we like Crazy.
Jason Momoa.
Who?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, Lord. Okay. What's your name?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite actor? You don't have a favorite actor. That's okay, too, because that means you're living life as a kid, and that's all you need to do. What's your name?
Stanley Cook.
Nice to meet you, Stanley. What's your favorite actor?
I'd say probably right now Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Deadpool. Love Ryan Reynolds. What's your name?
Katie.
Katie?
Yeah.
What's your favorite actor? Who's your favorite actor?
I am Edward Nunn.
Oh, Edward Nunn's awesome. Very hard to work with, but a great guy.
I believe that.
Very hard to work with. Very hard to work with. I'll say that one more time. I know Bruce Willis. We've had stories. Okay. What?
Hey, who's your favorite actor?
Who?
You can't choose. Oh, you can't choose.
Oh, I like that. You're schizophrenic then. Are you getting treatment?
You're okay. That's all right. I'm the same way when it comes to donuts. Look at me.
Give me one of each. What's your name? Don, who's your favorite actor?
Oh, gosh. Fantastic.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, who's your favorite actor?
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
My assistant here, I have a finance officer in Waynesboro. My assistant here, well, Sam called me maybe 2 weeks ago.
I thought she was going to have a heart attack.
She goes, sir, sir, sir. What the hell is wrong with you? I need to call the police department.
That's what we're actually most
likely, they right? do. Sam is the nicest. I've known Sam for about 50 years. He's the nicest guy in the world. What'd you think?
Sean.
Sean, who's your favorite actor?
Either Robin England or Adam Sandler.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my gosh. I love Adam. I don't know. Robert's a horror guy, right? I've always heard he's a really hard worker and a good guy. Never met him before. Kirsten, what's your name? That's a joke. It's not a good one. I can do a better joke. So there's an optimist and a pessimist walking down the road. And the optimist says, no, I got it backwards, don't. Pessimist says things could not get worse. And the optimist says, sure they could. That's a horrible joke. You know a better joke than that. That's just a horrible joke. I'll work on it.
I'm
Christopher
Walken and Harrison
Ford. Oh, awesome. Harrison directed me on White Collar, an episode of White Collar. And I had worked with, who's his wife? Flockhart.
Yeah. Okay.
What is her first name? What's her first name?
Calista
Flockhart. I worked with her on Brothers and Sisters. Anybody remember that show? Oh my gosh, it's an old show. But so when I showed up a set, he showed up. That's something too we'll talk
not
about.
Not me, it's her name.
Correct.
Not
me. We'll talk about that because again, it's such a show. But a lot of these big A-list actors, and you guys know this, but they'll direct in their off time, which is awesome because they're super good at what they do. What's your name? Oh, cool. Steve Buscemi's awesome. I played foosball with him in New York. He's a great guy. He really appreciates being ugly and making a lot of money.
I don't think he's ugly at all. In fact, I
tried to sleep with him.
Be his wife.
Okay. Well, we'll call. When we're done here, we'll call Steve and ask if he needs a wife. I don't know if he's married or not. I have to ask him. No, he's just so good. Just such a talented guy. Hard worker. Back to what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. What's your name?
Heather,
who's your favorite actor?
Bill Skarsgård.
Who?
Bill Skarsgård.
Who's that?
He plays the new.
Sorry. The horror movie thing's terrible. For years, I lived a mile away from Sid. Hey, I did Penny Dreadful Picture Show with Sid. Great friends. I didn't know what he did. it was so nice of Kirsten to invite me. I didn't know how to get into the business. And we do everything. I can't say that enough. You guys are watching Netflix movies now. You'll see Oscar winners doing horror movies every day. Because it's such a huge market and so much fun and touches on our imagination so that we can go have a good time. That's what it's about. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, who's your favorite actor?
I have so many to choose from.
Okay. Pick one, man. We let her get away with it. We're not going to let you go.
I'll go with Tara Strong.
Tara Strong. Who's Tara Strong?
She's a voice actor.
Okay, there you go. That's just weird, Chris. still love you. Good thing. So, what I really wanted to talk to you guys, what I'll do when I get people together like this, I simply say, and it's in my book, and I'm not pitching the book. I'm saying a lot of you enjoy entertainment and you enjoy acting. I know you've done some acting, and a lot of you are interested in that. You'd be amazed in areas like this that they've really changed, that they're doing a lot of films. You know, you guys talk about the independent films. I'll get your jacket if you need it. You're too cold?
I'm good.
Okay. There's a lot of independent stuff done around here. If you guys haven't gotten involved with it, do it. Hey, go talk to those guys at Devil's Den. Yeah, because I know they're doing they're doing local stuff. So just talk to them a lot, because getting stuff done like that is where you get out your passion. Chris and I were talking about it earlier. When you're doing things in entertainment or watching these movies, get involved, go out, don't wait, create, do your own stuff. Your new generation, unfortunately, like you, you'll be president of the United States in like a week. You guys do a lot of YouTube stuff. You do that because people inherently, the reason it became successful is because they have a don't wait, create attitude. And I stole that phrase on the back of my book. It's a quote from Dee Wallace. You guys know Dee from, she was the mom on E.T. from Cujo, one of the original 80s movies like these guys are doing. Dee's a good friend of mine. And yes, she's a crazy Scientologist. Don't tell her I said that. I love her dearly. We talk about this all the time. Scientology loves me. I do a lot of Scientology movies and they won't let me talk to anybody because it's me. They go, keep Barry over here. I shoot the movie and they make me leave. But it's a good. But Dee's a wonderful person. Dee always told me that. Again, we just talk about getting out there, creating something. So when I'm looking at acting, I would say for you guys, get involved. I mean, you guys, like, anybody here do some acting? You guys do some acting or pretty? Got a couple.
I do professional wrestling, so that's the same deal.
My best friend's Al Snow, so there you go.
Okay.
And there you go. You know, Al, and everywhere we travel, it's ridiculous. Everybody knows you guys, and nobody knows me. We were at a diner in West Virginia with Colleen. She told you that story. I take Al to I go to a wrestling match in West Virginia. Again, people are lined up at the table getting autographs. Nobody knows me. They recognize me, but they don't know who I am. So the four people at the last place that night said, oh my God, you're Chevy Chase. I said, get out. Get out of my face. He's 90. Stop it already. Although I will tell you, I just auditioned for Spielberg. He's producing a movie about Jim Baker. And they called me in, and I thought they were having me come in for Jim Baker. They called me in for Colonel Sanders. That's what Hollywood is. I'll send you the email. It was ridiculous. Well, I do a really good Colonel Sanders. But they called me in for Colonel Sanders. Right. Southern Baptist. There they sing. Love my chicken. So they called me in for Colonel. I guess it's makeup, but he was 90 when he did that part. And I'm like, really? 90 years old. So that's where it goes. It's just really, really important. Now, what I was going to do today, I thought, if it's okay with you guys, and stop me asking questions, that's the biggest thing. We'll do that at the end to go through things if you have anything about entertainment. But what I love to do is talk about an audition process. Anybody here audition for anything? Awesome. You've done the audition process. Good. Well, you're going to be in television because I can tell from the hair. So we're going to talk about doing some acting. Acting is, you guys do it every single day. They say you don't act like yourself. Every single day when you go out and do something. But the difference is when you watch a television or film show, what you notice is people that have worked extremely hard and have a passion for what they do. Everybody all the way up. I used to get the jokes about Pam Anderson, you know, or somebody like that. And Pam started when she was 10 years old. She used to come to set with Nash Bridges. I know I love Pam. She used to come to us all the time and she's a hard worker. These guys have worked since they were really, really young age. And they really put effort into studying their craft. So the first thing to do for all of you, if you don't read my book, read a book. Spend 30 minutes a day looking at it. Enjoy yourself. Pick up some books about acting because it helps you in your real life. It helps you in your reflection because what you do is understand. Second thing, I've watched a lot of you today. You do something already that you do in acting that's the biggest thing, and that's study human nature. I sit right there and go, oh, look at that girl. She looks weird. You know, it's not just gossip. If you watch how they walk, talk, breathe, what they say, their inflection patterns. Everything that people do is very interesting. It also makes you certainly more sympathetic in the world, not to go in that, but we all study psychology. Some of these guys are so unbelievably smart that I've worked with. You know, I talk about Don Johnson. He used to read these scripts on the way to the boat. We had a floating set. He would read it on the way to the boat. The other day, I did 6 pages, and I read it on the way to set because I had to fly overnight. These guys will do plays. They'll memorize whole plays, but they're always reading, always studying, always learning, always growing, because they have an affinity for everybody's psychology. I look around this entire group. Everybody and every one of us around is fighting a battle of some kind. Be sympathetic, be kind, and talk to them. Change your psychology from saying, hey, I wonder if they'll like me, you egotistical jerk, to I wonder if I'll like them. I go up to Kirsten and I say, Kirsten, how's your day going? Now, I do talk way too much, but you really want to spend some time finding out who people are. Just like in your life, just like you. I mean, all I do is tell Bill that now you want to marry him. You're married, right? Okay. Did he say he'd go out with you, though? Okay. Well, I'll talk to him. Let me know. You really want to just talk to people and get to know them. So that's important, to study the psychology, and that's what an actor does. You guys know good acting. Even if you're not in it, you know good acting because you watch a show, whether or not you're engaged. If you watch a Denzel Washington, we talked about that specific example. I was telling him, he said it was my first page of my book. I knew people on the Academy. Denzel Washington got an Oscar for getting beaten in the scene of glory, how he reacted. Because it's very difficult. You guys see the behind the scenes. You'll see this movie today. And horror movies are great to do. They're a lot of fun. When I did Penny Dreadful Picture Show, there's a great scene if something happens to me. But there's some weird stuff. The Pocahontas movie I'm selling, I die twice in it. But movies are just fun. I die twice in the movie. I wrote it. It's the worst movie ever made. I just told that. That's why I'll lower the price for you guys. You get a 10-cent discount. Go home and watch it. So again, because that's the comedy part of show business. I was telling him how, look at that movie, how it was started. You guys have all done, we've all done small films, large films. I've had 4 series now, Army Wives, Outsiders. I played Don Fouché on Outsiders. I've had recurring 4 different series, and we've all done these really bad horror movies because we love them. Oh my God, you know how you love watching them? We love them twice as much going to do those because they're so ridiculous. Candy Stripers, anybody ever seen that one? Candy Stripers, Eliza sticks her hand through my chest, pulls out a beating heart. Awesome. Because they put hoses everywhere on me, got ready to go action, and they go, okay, let's get the crew out of the room. And I go, that doesn't sound good. Yeah. Hit that button and boom, I blew up. That's not fun, but it was exciting to do. We had a really, really good time. I've had lots of those scenes because that stuff creates that fun where you watch image. So I was saying, when you watch a movie, what's the first thing you notice? You watch a Lifetime movie and you want to kill yourself. I do. I know. I shouldn't say that because there are women in the room. Lifetime television for idiots. I know. I have a lot of friends in Lifetime, right? And what's the first thing they do with no props in the back and no background and no cops and no ambulance? But what do they say in every single movie? Do you know what line they say? I have a friend that writes them, by the way. You know what he puts in every script? Watch for it next time. He always puts, I don't know you anymore. Always puts, I don't know you anymore is somewhere in that script in every Lifetime movie. You know, when the wife's daughter's sister is sleeping with a nun that kills his brother. I don't know you anymore. You didn't know me last week! So understand that you just notice, you're wondering how the movie's not as good. So thanks for you guys to talk about. We're going to, like I said, we're going to go through an audition process because you want to practice. So when you see a really good movie, you get so interested in it. You're realizing that what's good about it, even these horror movies. You look at, what is the name of their movie? What's the other guy? What's Dale's movie? What's the horror movie you guys are seeing tonight? Pet Cemetery. Watch Pet Cemetery. Pet Cemetery is so awesome because the actors are so good. Again, Dale came to it from being a feature film lead actor. He carried Elvis and Me. Then he carried the series Magnificent Seven. He carried films. Now, here's the funny part. We all joke, have a good time, and I'm telling you about actors that are really good. All you do is see, if you're a neophyte or you haven't done a lot in show business, that you see that, okay, this movie's good. I really enjoy it. But you're thinking, you look. Me and Dale riding here this morning, Dale was talking about, oh, Barry, you know why I love doing that movie? Because I bought the spirit of the movie. We talked about the characters. We decided what was the character doing 5 minutes before, what was the character doing 5 minutes after. Before I talked to my child, why am I talking to my child? Do I like this kid? Do I have a tough day? Did he not do his homework? They think that all the way through. Add to that the dialogue that they rehearsed the night before. A lot of productions don't do that are the smaller productions. Add to that the fact that somebody like Dale will pick up a script, and if he's just doing a thing going, John, or yelling for somebody out for the truck, he thinks about, what if my kid was getting hit? Thinks about the emotion. So that's what I'm telling you guys. When you do a scene or you do an audition, I try to learn from the best. Because that's what you should do. If you're the best person in your class, get out of your class. Get in another class. So many people just want to be the biggest cow in the field. And there's a lot of cows in these fields. I don't want to do that. I want to learn and grow because that's what life is and have a passion for it. And that's what these guys do. So, if you're reading a script and you're breaking it down, for example, I was at a SAG meeting and I asked Anthony Hopkins, can you tell me how you break down a script? He spent 2 hours with me. Barry, come over here. Because they'll do it. They'll sit and they'll talk to you. You ask them questions. You'll go, you know, what did you enjoy most about Pet Sematary? And they'll tell you. They'll talk about the acting. You know, we talk about the craziness after. Aren't we having an after party tonight?
Yeah.
Good. Am I invited?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay. You are the party.
Thank you. Okay. I wouldn't miss it then. That sounds really great. So when we want to look at material, that's what we're going to talk about today and look at that just a little bit. Because I know, like I said, for your audition purposes. Now, I've got some scripts here, so we'll have you come up and do scenes. Kirsten, you'll come and do scenes. These are from new movies that are coming out. But basically, I want to talk to you about an audition. So for you guys, a couple things. If anybody's interested in doing movies here, remind me. I'll give you a card, get my name and number, because the biggest thing is meeting people. You're doing wrestling. Wrestling, exact same thing. People talk about wrestling all the time, and I used to announce for TNA. They talk about how it is fake. Of course it is. It is theater. It is sports entertainment. There is nothing fake about doing those actual scenes because, again, when they're backstage and Hulk and Al and those guys are talking about what they're going to plan, they're like, okay, don't kill me. But you know, they come out there, and you're a 300-pound guy. Try climbing up on a third ring and flipping backwards onto somebody when you're my age. And that's what Al and them still do. It's an amazing accomplishment. But they tell a story, lead the audience along, bring them with them. They have an arc. Same thing you do in horror films. Horror films, right? We got to scare everybody, separate them so they all run off into the woods and die. And then the last person has to live until the last scene, and then we kill them off because we got to do the sequel. Pocahontas, as I told him that story, so Wes Craven's niece called me and said, Barry, we want to do a horror movie before you watch that movie. I said, okay, sounds great. He said, can you write it? I said, I'm a genius. Well, I just had surgery and I was on drugs. So I wrote the movie, as I said, average 6 years of studying for a movie script. I wrote it in 24 hours, gave it to them. They called me and said, well, we want to finance it. Let's shoot it. I go, awesome. Did you read the script? Because it's horrible. It's a terrible script. Pretty much sure just everybody, all I did was people run into the woods, a couple girls kiss, and then everybody dies. Pocahontas kills everybody. That's pretty much it. So he said, I don't care. I own Blockbuster videos in the old days before video. Blockbuster. You'll have to hear about that someday. Us poor old people. Can you go get me a cane? So you just stick with it because yours will be just watched through your glasses. Are you watching a movie right now? Difficult. Hard for me to keep up with. Man, things change too much. But literally, it's about the concept. It's about understanding material. So when we go into auditions and we do reads, you go into an audition, let me go through that entire process. Same thing. I wanted to learn how to do an audition, so I asked John Travolta one day at a meeting. And John did the same thing. He spent 45 minutes with me talking about how he does his auditions. Because we all still audition. I know Kevin Costner really well, and Kevin talks about this all the time. Kevin got a bald wig, flew all the way to London to audition with Spielberg for Schindler's List. He didn't get it. Was it Liam Neeson? Who did that role? Liam Neeson ended up doing it. But we all work really hard because it doesn't matter how big your name is or how small your name is. That's what you do. We get invited to do things sometimes. But you guys have the advantage of having these non-union films, meaning just it's opportunities there to learn and to grow. They'll teach you, you'll teach them. You just have a really good time with it. So I know, like I said, I hope you guys get a chance to do those. Okay, any questions so far? About your sunglasses, you're good to go.
The name of your book?
I don't know. I don't know. Barry Ratcliffe. What? Acting from a working actor. Tips, techniques, and tools. Okay. That's called. It's on Amazon. I think it's more expensive on Amazon. So yes, I'll give you a discount because you came to the seminar.
You have it?
Yeah. I got like 10 copies of it.
Okay.
Like 10 copies. Yeah, and I actually wrote it for that reason because I would read a lot of acting books and they didn't cover the specifics. Saying, you know, when you're in this region, how do I get started? How do I find a role I want to do or if I want to go do something for fun? Well, I'll tell you guys right now, and I've got it in the book, and again, my phone number's in the book too, because that's the big thing. Pick up phone, give me a call. And I've done that at speeches with 13,000 people, and I'll get to back to you because it's really important that we all share. I want to know what you do. I want to know how things are going. It's all we have in this world. I'm very passionate about that. So yes, it's in the book, but it'll tell you things like, great tip for you guys, get on Actors Access. People always ask me, they go, okay, Barry, I want to do some stuff. These ID movies, I know it doesn't require good acting because they're terrible. Again, what are they called? Murder porn? ID shows. I stole that from where? South Park?
South Park.
South Park. Murder porn. ID shows, right? Beep, beep, beep. They're terrible shows. But it gives you the experience because most of them are owned by NBC. Dateline, and then they have 40 or 50 of those. Southern Fried Murder, blah, blah, blah. So stupid. But it gives you a chance to get on set, be in front of a camera, understand your marks, where you go. You got to understand these things. We shot Penny Dreadful, some in Atlanta, Connecticut, back in Los Angeles. But we shot in Atlanta. We hired a Tulane professor that was an acting teacher. And he was horrible because he had never been on a set. I love teachers. Teachers are great. I'm not a big fan of teachers because they don't do it. And again, it's like if you guys are going to take an acting class, you ever do that, that's another thing. And I hope for those of you just here to listen to me yak, it's fun to, if you want to take an acting class just for your own personal life, it's a great thing to do. Challenge yourself. But find a teacher that has worked. It's the biggest pet peeve of mine. I got this call 2 weeks ago. I get a call every single week from says Barry, because they know I work. Every time. I'm guest starring on 4 network shows coming up this fall. They get it. But they call me and say, who is your person? I say, here's the deal. You cannot get somebody that has not worked. They gave me an actor coach name, and I said, great. Person says they're great. They did background on Seinfeld in 1984. I'm pretty sure things have changed. You got to know technology. You need to know the cameras, how they're shooting, where the cameras are, what you're going to get for your shots and timing. Perfect example. I just finished Hollywood. I had Jim Parsons here, and I don't know, somebody from Glee. So, I don't know. So we're literally doing our scene, and so we do the rehearsal. And they said, Barry, how do you want to do the rehearsal? Because you're going to be directing this whole scene because they're playing off of you. You've got 90% of the lines. I said, awesome. I'd like a 10-second stop over here because you're running 2 cameras. You're going to do a close-up here. You got a steady cam in the back, which is going to pick up my dialogue in between the break. I'm going to give you 3-second breaks on their dialogue because I've read theirs and timed it out. It's a 2-minute, 21-second scene. I know where everybody is at all times, and I know all their lines. And Ryan Murphy goes, I like that. Because you got to be prepared. It's like anything you guys do in your profession. You got to be prepared. Know where you are. I've just been around for 100 years. But when you're talking about going into these things or going into auditions, so people were asking me, okay, how would I get started if I want to do a movie? What if you guys want to do something here, right here? You would get on Actors Access, and I'll give it to you, or it's in the book, actorsaccess.com. There are a million websites trying to get your money. It's no different than the phone calls you get every day for sales calls. It drives you crazy. But people go, oh, well, Barry, I want to use localhorror.com. No! Quit spending money, quit wasting money. ActorsAccess.com is owned by Breakdown Services. Breakdown Services is the largest organization that put out breakdowns for producers. Breakdown Services takes 100% and gives it to the licensed talent agents, and then they take about 50% and put it over on ActorsAccess.com. It costs you $68 a year, and then it's unlimited submissions. You can click Southeast, and you can click New York. They film a lot down in Virginia right across the border. A lot of those murder porn shows, but they do a lot of different stuff down there too. And you can find some cool horror movies there and some cool listings. Because you guys are horror movie fans. Unless she was in a car accident before she got here, which is fine too. I don't have a problem with that. I like her commitment to the movie business. But the point is, you're simply going to learn from doing that. So actorsaccess.com. Now, anything else? What was your next question? Got that one covered. Good. Anything, Tom? Okay. Good, good, good. Okay, auditions. We're going to talk a little bit about auditions. You're going to go and do some, you're going to do some school plays when you grow up.
You said you wanted to do some plays, do some acting scenes.
Okay, we're going to teach you every single thing about everything in the world so you can know the terminology before we leave here. I'm going to walk through steps so that when you go to this movie today, you understand how the business works. These are sides, okay? This is what you'd be sent to practice. A couple pages is what you rehearsed. So if I've got an audition today, my agent is going to send me these sides. For you guys, if you start out, if you do any acting at all, you start out with the website, pick up a few things, you get an agent. I have 4 agents, 2 in Los Angeles, 1 in New York, 1 in the Southeast. Southeast is a big region right now for a lot of filming. This comes out of Southeast. This is a brand new movie called She Watches from the Woods. You'll see it in the next year or so. This is not out yet. I had to sign non-disclosures to get these for you guys. This is what sides are, and there'll be a description. Now, for some of you, anybody do any writing? You guys read? You do some, there you go. You do some writing. Yeah, take a look at, I'll give you a copy of this. Take a look at these writers, for example. What was the, it was just one. Can't think of what it's called. Anyways, one of the latest horror movies. I was really talking to two of the writers. These guys have such descriptive words. It's not going to be girl runs into the woods. Debbie with a light-colored top tears one bra strap off as she's looking at the azure blue sea and the sun's blowing. You know, you're going to get a whole description. Dust falls from her feet and she steps and the effect comes up. That's what you want to add at all times. You think you've gone far enough, go deeper. And that's what this entire description is just about the scene. And then you got 5 or 6 lines. That's it. But you'll want to read through every one of these. What Anthony Hopkins taught me in reading a script is when you get one of these, I said, how do you rehearse your script and break it down? Because we were talking about inflection patterns. We hum the words. We do ridiculous things that look ridiculous, but it's to get a feel for every single thing about the show. When Anthony Hopkins, he says he gets his script, he reads it 200 times. 200 times before he rehearses it. So he just sets it so that it's part of him. He doesn't have to worry about it. Because you'll need to be able to ad-lib too. You're wrestling, you're going to be doing a lot of scripts. Al and them write these scripts all the time. They go, you know, we need an Iranian that everybody hates. Go write it up. And they'll sit behind the stage and they all have a writer. And they'll sit and put all the detail in here so that you don't have to guess about anything. Respect the writers. Writers are such a big part of the business. We have the Writers Guild for a reason. Those guys put these words on the page for a reason. Now, last week I was working with Patti LuPone, and Patti's Oscar winner and Tony winner for Evita. They have the ability to improv, and that's fine. It depends on the director. Harrison Ford, I think, let me do some ad-lib, but they have the ability to do that thing. When you come back and look at these lines, so read through your script, mark what you want to do. Always rehearse with somebody. Always rehearse in front of a mirror. And then that way you get a feel for whether or not it looks real. Chris, you okay?
Yeah.
All right, good deal. I just watch you people. We don't want anybody leaves since you guys paid for the tickets. I want to make sure nobody goes. And don't let me tie you up too long. Okay, so this is going to give you guys the ability to practice. Like I said, practice with a friend. We're going to get you, you should get some auditions off Actors Access, do the non-unions, click in your area, go to them. It's so much fun to be challenged. Now, you come into a room. Tom, you've done these before, so I can pick on you for a little bit. All right, who wants to do one with Tom? You want to do one? You don't want to do one? It's okay. I can do it with you. Nobody wants to do one with Tom? Hey, come on up. Crazy, come on. You're not going
to
do anything wrong.
You all want to be actors, but nobody wants to stand up and do this.
You're not going to do anything wrong. You're not going to do anything wrong.
But no, he will do it.
There you go. I'm going to have you play June. Let's see what we got. It's just one page. I'm going to have you play June. You guys can take a minute. I'm going to have you play June, and he's going to be, who is that, Ty? There you go. I'm going to let these two sit over here and rehearse. Y'all can sit outside. I'm going to let those two sit over here. Don't worry, you got 30, 40 seconds. And you can read it off the sheet now. I don't expect you to get anything right because we're just sitting here talking to groups. So don't worry about this a bit. All you can do is read out loud so that I can do the examples and tell them the steps you can have. So this is from the home. So I'll let you two read for 2 seconds. You're terrible! God! Leonard Skinner! Freebird! Hey! Have you guys met Dale? Who's better looking, me or Dale? That's okay. He loves both of you. Five. I love that guy. Does he not look like Blake Shelton now?
Yeah.
Don't you think so? I kept doing it last night. We were at dinner. I was like, dude, you really look like Blake Shelton these days. Okay, so now, understand the process is that these guys are going to come into, I'm going to be a casting director. So I'm going to show you exactly what it's like, and I'm going to teach you a couple little secrets that are going to really give you that punch if you ever audition your entire life. I'm going to teach you what it's like to walk in. 6 months ago, I walked into a room and didn't know Steven Spielberg was directing. Had no idea, because they didn't tell me. They didn't tell me who the director was. And by the way, that was in Richmond. You'll run into some weird things. I was actually in Atlanta. They said, Barry, you're going for this audition. Someone wants you to read. Can't tell you who it is. Didn't tell me until I walked in the room. That screwed me up totally. I don't like walking into Steven Spielberg. But again, be prepared. Know what you're doing. Be ready to go. All right, I hope they don't start before we get going. Hey! Okay, so you walk into the room. So you guys are walking into the room. I'm going to be the casting director, so you're coming in. We're doing what it's like to go through an audition. These guys are coming in to me as a casting director. I'm going to do exactly what it's like with some of the biggest casting directors in Hollywood. My last 5 jobs, my directors were Oscar winners or Emmy winners. That was my last 5 jobs. I know what it's like to walk into this room in Hollywood, so that's what they're going to do. Okay, first thing, you guys ready? Good. Because I'm not asking. Okay, so they're going to... Let me steal that chair back from you, Tom. They're going to come right here in front of you. They're not put you guys. So I'm sitting right here. I'm the casting director. Okay. All right. Knock on the door. They come in. Come on in. Okay. What's your name?
Kristen.
Crazy. You like crazy? Scary! Oh, sorry. I was going to have you removed, crazy. Okay. How the hell did you get on the lot? Be the first question. Okay. That's exactly how it is. Don't get me started. Usually they're eating a sandwich, right? Go ahead, Barry. They know me. They don't care. Cracks me up. Okay, so these two come in office. They're going to do an audition. It will always be me. It would always be a PA operating the camera. It would always be my assistant for the big casting directors. Judy Lowry Johnson's a good friend of mine. I did Desperate Housewives, Sopranos. These are really, they're great people. What people don't realize, like anything you do, when you go to audition for a play, or you go to do something exciting, you get a little nervous, right? Okay, well, what you got to realize is they want you to succeed. And we forget that as actors. That casting director wants to find the right person, and you, young man, might be that right person. So they want you to do a good job. So you take away that nervousness. Now here's another way to do it. Okay, so they're coming in. All right, guys. Do you have any questions before you start? Okay, good. All right. I'm going to say action, and we'll be ready to go. Action.
Stop running. I just need to know what happened last night.
Why do you give a shit?
Because my sister drowned in that same canal. Was there a doll? Floating in the water?
How do you know that? I
didn't. I didn't tell anyone either.
Sorry.
That's okay, great example. Hold on. Okay, you got it now? You got your line? Okay. That's okay, that's okay. Okay, we're going to run it one more time. You guys okay with that? You guys okay with doing it again? Good. Okay, when I say action, okay, reset the camera. Where is my cafe mocha vodka marijuana latte? Hey! I'm sorry, you had to see that. Let me, just give me a second. You're fired!
I'm sorry!
Okay, now we're ready to go. Okay, that's okay. You did a great job. Love you, love your work. Love you, love your work. Oh my God. Whose daughter is she? No. Thank you, Miss Spielberg. Oh, there you go. I thought you were her sister. Okay. All right, we're going to do it again. All right, doing it right. Okay, action.
Last night.
Why do you give a shit?
Because my sister drowned in that same canal. Was there a doll? Floating in the water?
How could you know that? I didn't tell anyone.
I didn't tell anyone either.
Every time I get near it, it just floated away. Closer and closer to the canal.
That's it. Great job. Woo! Good job. Thank you.
Okay.
That movie will be out next year, but don't tell them. There you go. Keep that.
Deal.
But sometimes, okay. Notice how you're more comfortable certainly the second time too.
Yeah.
I noticed you looking up anymore. So let's run through a couple things they could do. Let's go through this step by step. Again, this was a cold read, so you'll never have that situation where it's a cold read. You need to see.
No, I'm good.
Be careful. Be careful. I don't want to injure anybody. Thank you. Can you get that? You guys are a violent group of people. I kind of wish I hated that class. I've never seen such a violent group of people. You're quite welcome. Oh, God, this is going to be hard. Okay.
Let's go through what happened in the chart.
Let's go through what they did. When they came in the room, here's the first thing that happened. They did a great job coming in with confidence because you want to have made a decision for how you're going to deliver those lines. You want to make a choice. I can't say it enough. I've, again, had the great fortune of working with a lot of A-list celebrities. Here's what happens. You make a choice before you come in that room. The worst thing you can do is come in the room and not know what you're doing. Second is you're always off book. They had to read off the script because I just gave it to them. Have your lines memorized. Keep it in your hand, but have your lines memorized. Don't look at them. You'll be an amateur every time. You will not get the job. Make sure they remember you when they leave. That's the key. But these guys walk through the room. The first question I ask was what? As a casting director, you will always hear the casting director try to make you feel comfortable. They will say, do you have any questions before we start? What is your answer? I'm going to give you the answer that was given to me by John Travolta. The answer to give every casting director is... Whoa. The answer to give... They are trying to. I'm louder than they are! Colleen! Good. You can hear me. Okay, the immediate thing that they'll say is, do you have any questions? Your answer every single time. This is great for you, Tom, because you're good. Your answer every single time is, no, I don't have any right now. I have an interpretation, and we can make some changes if you would like, but I want to do it the way I've got it. That's it. It shows you have the interpretation. You have the confidence. You have come into that room prepared. Number two, you have the ability to be directed. If you don't think a director is going to stop you on a set and correct you, you'd be drastically wrong, because it's their job and it's a compliment to your acting skill. I have had it a million times, with the exception of Gina Davis's husband is who? Rennie Harlan? I was in an audition with Rennie. There's always exception. He said, Barry, I love what you did, but can you make the insincerity just a little more sincere? And I go, no, because I don't know what you're talking about. That's ridiculous. I can't be sincere about my insincerity. I can give you another read, but that's what it is. The Ed Nortons of the world, they're that way. They will absolutely come in with an interpretation. They'll argue with the director. But a director has that. It's a collaborative effort. So literally tell them, no, thank you. Here's my interpretation. I'd love to make changes or take suggestions at the end. That's it. Do your scene. Get your scene done. And they'll say at the end if they want to make changes. And they'll send you back out. So again, these guys did a great job. Good job, by the way. Well done. Yeah. All right. Any questions about that? You guys pretty comfortable now with the audition process? Good, because you're going to do fantastic. Okay, some of you are starting to tan out there, so we got to wrap it up. I got 10 minutes worth of questions that I can answer for in 45 minutes. Do you have any questions? Anything about the business? Do you want to talk about horror films? Anything you want to talk about with these guys? Cameras, how they shoot, what they do, where they shoot at.
Most challenging audition you've ever had.
Most challenging. My biggest failure was an infomercial. And I walked out. And it was Comedy Gold. It is the worst. Me and Dale were talking about our worst. Most challenging would have to be the heavy dialogue auditions. Most challenging was probably 3 months ago with David Fincher. I love David Fincher. You guys know who David Fincher is. Won an Oscar for Social Network. Benjamin Button's. What's David doing now? Mindhunt on Netflix. David is one of the best directors in Hollywood. Certainly one of the most prolific. A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. That's David Fincher. Look on my IMDb, you'll see me and David Fincher. I've worked for David several times. And again, I've worked for him several times. He called me for Mindhunt. Is it Mindhunt or Mindhunter? Oh, Mindhunter. Because I just did Manhunt on Netflix. So they're doing two shows I can't get straight. He called me for Mindhunt, and challenging was, I loved it. But to give you an idea of David Fincher, you guys love horror movie stuff. David, when I showed up on set, first time I met him was like 25 years ago. I was starting in a business. You were talking about doing background. I was doing stand-in. A friend of mine in San Francisco said, can you come work for David Fincher? I go, I'd love to. He goes, it's just stand-in, but it'd count towards your union insurance. I go, great. Take a job to learn. I said, it's David Fincher. I'll carry his lunch. What do you want me to do? So I went to see David Fincher, and I said, why do I need to go? They said, well, he's fired the last 5 stand-ins for Jake Gyllenhaal. And I said, well, I look so much like Jake Gyllenhaal. Sounds like a great idea. So I literally showed up and said, we did our first scene for Zodiac. Remember? Getting out of a car. I get out of a gremlin in front of a house. I get out to go talk to Mark Ruffalo. David goes, cut! He goes, are you retarded? And I said, who are you? And he laughed, and I worked with him for 6 weeks. That was it. He just needed that person to bust his balls. That's all I needed. But David's that way. But David called me. We did an audition in person for Mindhunt in Pittsburgh. We did a second read for the studio in Hollywood. And we did a third read on Skype with the actors. And then he ended up offering it to Alec Baldwin, which just always drives me crazy. I did an audition in a movie that shot in Pittsburgh with Matt Damon. I don't know what it's called. But they called me and said, we're changing the entire script to a 20-year-old. So we're not, and Matt called me himself. It was nice of Matt to call me and talk to him. But that's what happens. But it was that. It was doing the different ones. And you put so much into it. But David called me himself and said, Barry, don't worry. We'll find something for you down the road. So, but it was challenging because David is that good. If I do a line that says, hey, I hope you're having a good day, David will say, I'd like you to hit the having just a little bit different. Because the girl's walked in. She lost her house. Her cat just got run over by a car. How would you hit the having? I want you to have a good day. And he'll tweak it that minute. He gets into every single line. So that'd have to be the most challenging. That's it. Next question, because these guys are going to run us out. Anything else? Yes, Dale will be at the after party tonight at the bowling alley at 6 o'clock. So you guys will be there?
Use a cocktail stick.
I want to tell Dale you're coming. All right, that's okay. We're getting on something right now. That's about it for me. Anything else you guys want today? Any other questions? Ask me. Anything! I'll give you dirt. Who you want dirt on? The worst two people in Hollywood are Meg Ryan and Steven Seagal. Horrible human beings. I tell them that all the time. Steven's busted me for that. I'd say it all the time. Horrible people. Everybody else is nice. Those two, write them off. What's your question?
Okay. Does the casting couch really exist?
Oh, gosh, yeah. But it exists in every business. This is the, let's talk about the Me Too movement, because that seems like a reasonable thing for me to do right now, especially since there are 73% women. Look! You need to learn this as a young man, too. I was fortunate I was raised by two women. I understand you're equal. I also understand you're better than we are. To quote from, who's a comedian I love that does that? He goes, really? You women keep asking for more. Let me explain something. You give birth to every single human being that has ever existed. Stop it! You've done enough! We don't get anything. I think that's cute. It's really funny. It's true. And who's that? Joe Rogan does it. And Joe does it in a funny way. He goes, hey, you paid to see me. So, it exists in every job and every profession. But every one of us, the reason we hate all those television stories is because we know what is unwanted. That's what bothers me. Quit using the words that are so violent, because there are victims that need help. Focus on it. Now, I actually had a Me Too meeting about 3 weeks ago in Hollywood. We talked about this. It is fantastic, and that's my last point. It is fantastic that we as men are having the conversation with women. That's what's happened. That's great. We have it all the time. Have that conversation every single time. If you're uncomfortable, why? Tell me, and let's fix it. Get your equal pay. Let's make this work, because we all need each other. And that's it. And if you want to do the casting couch, go into it knowing what it is. I don't care if you do it. Just know what it is. And if both parties are doing it, I can't say this in front of him, but I told Louis C.K. that. Well, I can say this. I was sitting, that's okay, I can say this. I was sitting with Louis C.K. about 2 months ago. And I told him, I said, Louis, I've never been in a meeting where I go, we should go over to the stove, so I want to take off my pants. You think this is okay? I told Louis C.K., you're an idiot. Not hard to figure out, is it? You're an idiot. So, yes, the fact that the conversation has started, because for so many years, and I didn't know this, women have been had that uncomfortability because of those idiots. You're an idiot. I don't want to see Matt Lauer again. We don't need to.
Thank you.
Be gone. We don't need to, because there's plenty of great people. Praise the Lord! But thank you for asking that. Sure it does. And I've got great stories on that on both sides. We'll talk in private. That's real. I've tried sleeping my way to the bottom for years. Sometimes it works. Sometimes. And if you both agree, who cares? So thank you guys so much for coming over here today. I appreciate it. All right, let's go take a nap. You guys coming to the movie, right?
Yes.
Me too. It is the original. I heard that. I thought it was going to be the new one. The original's much better.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that panel, despite having the sound check for Sourpuss and the DJ in the background. I hope you got a laugh at certain aspects. Again, I did boost a few sections due to the fact that it... trying to get an idea and sense of the panel and how Barry operated. So, if you want to... toss in your side of the conversation, if you have any questions, comments, whatever, you can always do so by sending us an email, or joining the conversation for that matter, by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, or leaving us a message on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Again, because I had a little bit of a hiccup. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Do not go to our mascot page. Facebook annoys me enough by telling me that or letting us know, hey, on your Facebook page, your mascot has been friends with so-and-so for the past 3 years. Please, you know, sending us messages like that for our mascot page. Please go to our actual show's likable page. Please leave it a like and follow what we need to do. And speaking of our Facebook page, you can also leave a comment to whatever week's episode is there and on the pinned post, which would be the first post that is up top. We are working on getting our actual group page established and making sure there's content there that you could look back into. So that's that. You could also join in our conversation. Yeah, yes, that's what I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, it's peak season is starting up for me. We're at my 9 to 5, so my mind is probably gearing towards that right now, and a couple of things coming up this week. You can also DM us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is LongCoatMafia. As well as our Instagram is LongCoatMafia. We try to, I'm in slacking on both our Instagram and our Twitter. Normally I'm more active on, at least on our Twitter. But, and during the next couple of months, it's going to be kind of weird. But I'll try to be active as much as I can over the next couple of months with social media. There might be a lot of Electric Eye episodes over the next couple of months. I might frequent the library one of these weekends or the weekend before my busy schedule gets up and running, and I might have to download a couple of creepypasta stories to keep things moving and keep things fresh, because I haven't really done one of those in a long time. So there's that. You can also join our Instagram is also LongCoatMafia. I do tend to post up time to time, especially what we're doing, what something interesting or so forth and so on. What else? We do have a YouTube channel. Just search on YouTube for the LongCoatMafia podcast. It should be the only channel that comes up. And according to our YouTube analytics, we haven't been really dinged that much, which is kind of good. We're still kind of, people are finding us through searches and everything else. I'm happy to tell you guys and gals all that. But what else? Search for it. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, because there are times like these that what happens is there's either Facebook exclusives and there's like YouTube exclusives in regards to videos. If you like both, like or subscribe to both, you'll be able to catch all our videos. And speaking of videos, there are 5 videos stemming from our trip to Baltimore Comic Con. Please feel free to go there and check all 5 of those out. If I had to break them up to 5, because if they were less than 5, they would have been about an hour long a piece. Now they're between 25 to 38 minutes a piece. Yes, they're long form. We're working on the process of kind of condensing those down a little bit. So there's that. And plus, there's our little bit of a King Con look around on our both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. So go there, either one, check it out. And while you're there, like and subscribe. Please do so. So, what else? We do have a TikTok channel. Please go down to the link in the description to find it, because I think it's LongCoatMafia PD or LM. Let me bring it up. I'll let you guys and gals know. Let's see here. Clear this and bring up this. Let's see. What is our TikTok? Got to mute this. I know they don't mind it too much, but let's see. Me. Our TikTok account is LCM Podcast. So there's that. Please check us out. We only have one video up. Right now, we only have about 12 followers, and we're following about 3 people right now. But still, when we get creative and find out more what to do, we'll bring put more videos up there and hopefully expand our horizons. We do have 2 streaming channels in regards to gaming. Yes, I have to start back into it. I promised you when I got Borderlands 3, there would be more gaming, and hopefully I should do that. I apologize. Things might be in a little bit of a loop due to the holiday season, but still, our Mixer channel is mixer.com/LCMP, and those letters are capitalized. And our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/LongCoatMafiaPD, and that's about it. If anything else in regards to social media, the links are down and below. As for where to find us, as usual, if you're listening to us because it's in a car or an office or someplace like that, and you want to check out our back catalog in any way, shape, or form, and we do have an extensive back catalog of over 230 episodes. That's right. We have over 230 episodes for you to listen to. And that being said, I'll get the exact number. I don't know. We have 236. This will make 237 episodes in our entire catalog. If you want to hear those, there's panels, there's interviews, there's hostfuls, and everything else going back to July 2015 is when we officially started. I know iTunes and Spotify and the rest of those go back maybe about 90 or so episodes, but if you're listening to this via somebody else, and you own a desktop, laptop, computer, you're able to listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and our main website, which has all 236 episodes. Our main website is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. I ask all of you who want to find out more about us, go to our main website, which is, again, thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, and check us out. Go through our archives. Go through the little nooks and crannies that's there. And check us out. You're able to download any episode you want onto your computer and listen to it anytime you want in any program you want. Or you could stream those if you want to stream those if you have an internet connection at your house. Of course, you got to do that download anyway if you want to download. But if you don't have an internet connection, please go to your local library and snag our episodes there. Internet is usually free to use. They have our local library has computers that are internet connected to use, for you to use. They are free of charge for those who have a library card that is up to date. Or you could just simply pay one single dollar to use. And you could mass download a bunch of our episodes going back to 2015 onto a jump drive and listen to us that way. I'll be happy to do it. And I'll be shocked to hear what kind of episode, which one of our episodes that you chose to listen to over the years. And what else? If you plan to listen to us on a mobile device or what have you, whether it be an iPhone or an Android-based phone or what have you, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, plus the Podbean app, and where podcasts are found. If you want to snag our episodes through our website, which is, again, thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, you will need the Podbean app, which I kind of recommend for all of you, because sometimes, and if you're on the desktop, I recommend our website, bookmarking it, because just in case Spotify or Stitcher or iTunes or what have you tends to get a little bit picky, at least you have that backup and you have our latest episode available for you. So, That's about it. I thank all of you for listening. What happens next week? I'm not sure. I might give a follow-up to what I did. I'm planning on trying to go to an event that features somebody that we know show-wise. So I'll leave that a surprise. I'll let you all know next week's episode. And it'll be a kind of a follow-up episode to our covering Baltimore Comic-Con episode. Because I kind of, when putting together some of our videos and kind of doing a little bit of editing, I realized that you could take sound clips or remove sound from some of the videos. I want to take some of the decent conversations we had with some of the people and see if I could remove those and edit those for all of you and kind of present that as part of our follow-up coverage to Baltimore Comic Con. And there's a few people I wish to contact with in regards to doing a full kind of, even though it's kind of late, but, and we kind of covered it before, but I want to do a kind of a deeper dive into Borderlands 3 and so forth and so on. There's a few things I got to deal with that, so just letting you all know about that, and I'll see you guys and gals next week in a way, and hopefully I'll have some more videos for you to post up on our YouTube and or our Facebook account. And which I'm so happy, again, to speak about our YouTube before I close out, I'm so happy about it. We're almost at, I think we're at 47 total videos for the year. That's almost one a week. Whether or not I'm able to close it out as official one per week this year, but either way, we have met and exceeded our goal. With my co-host, my co-host Big Candy presented to me was more videos this year, and I'm happy to say, and he's happy that there are more videos on our YouTube channel that there has ever been before, and some of them have gotten great views. So take care, I'm out. Have a safe and happy week if you can do it, or at least try to. So take care, I am out. See you all. Or speak to you all next week.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.